Lawmakers still haven't released the fine print of the budget, but they issued a sketch late Monday, 36 hours before the vote and just 12 hours before polls opened. Their plan does not ask the state to refinance some $30 million worth of debt, but instead would take the money from a dedicated drinking water protection fund paid for by a 0.25% sales tax. Richard Amper, executive director of the Pine Barrens Society, says voters authorized this tax by referendum 5 times on the condition that it be used only for drinking water protection.
So it's just a violation of a solemn contract with the public. It's not just immoral, it's illegal.
The legislature used the same maneuver in 2011. Amper sued and is currently awaiting a judge's decision. He's asking that the county return the diverted money. He says he will sue again if lawmakers approve the budget as sketched out. If a judge sides with the Pine Barrens in both lawsuits, the county would have to find $50 million and return it to the fund. Charles Lang, WSHU News.